You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our series of forums with the candidates running for Secretary of State. We just heard from Republican candidate Julian Bradley, and a bit later we'll hear from Libertarian Andy Craig and the current Democratic Secretary of State, Doug LaFollette.
Right now we're joined by Jerry Breutzman. He's the Constitution Party candidate for Secretary of State. He joins us now by phone. Jerry, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, let's start off with the basic question. Why are you running for Secretary of State?
Yes, I'm running for Secretary of State because over the years, the legislature has stripped away the duties of the office of Secretary of State. However, those particular duties have not gone away. They've simply been reassigned to unelected and unaccountable bureaucrats. Now, contrary to some popular opinion, this has not reduced the size of government. All it's done is transferred those particular duties over to bureaucrats that you can neither see nor hear, and it is invisible to the people of the state of Wisconsin. And I intend to restore the office to its legitimate functions as it was originally intended in the Wisconsin state constitution.
Now, what duties in particular would you like to see brought back to the office of Secretary of State?
The biggest one that I would like to see brought back is overseeing the election process. The election process is currently overseen by the Government Accountability Board. Now, I want to be clear that I know there's a lot of talk on on talk radio regarding the Government Accountability Board or GAB. I don't have anything against the people in that particular office. They've done a fine job, but that's not the issue. The issue is that they're not elected, and they also have their own dedicated funding source, which means that if you don't like what they're doing, that's too bad. You can't do anything about it. Now, it's not an issue right now, but what about in 10 years? What about in 15 years? When you have a whole different group of people in there, what's it going to be like then? I'd like to see the overseeing of the election process brought back under the Secretary of State's office. And again, if you don't like what the Secretary of State is doing, you do have the option to vote that person out and put somebody else in there. So that's a big one.
Yeah,
in particular, I'd like to see the whole election process to be audited, to make sure that, that there's fairness throughout for everybody.
Outside of the election process, any other duties you'd like to see either restored to the office of Secretary of State or maybe new ones you'd like to see added?
That's the biggest one right now. There's a lot of other administrative functions. There's a list of them, and I don't have the specifics on that at the moment, but I would like to like to see, in particular, the elections brought back under their purview.
Now, to do that, you'd have to get cooperation from the legislature and from the governor's office. I don't think you can just do it by fiat. How would you work together with those bodies to restore those functions to this job?
That's a very good question, and that is where the art of politics comes in. You have to build those relationships with the different legislatures. And let's back up a moment because you brought up an important point. The Secretary of State is an administrative office. It is not a legislative office. That simply means that the Secretary of State doesn't make laws. They simply administer the functions that are brought to them. Now, getting to your specific point, yeah, you'd have to build relationships with the legislatures, with the governor's office, with both sides of the aisle, and present a very strong case, a business case, if you will, regarding these particular functions, and let them make the decision. So you'd have to win them over, in a nutshell.
Now, current Secretary of State Doug LaFollette has held the office for more than three decades. He's running for re-election. What would you bring to the table that he doesn't?
He's actually been in office for 40 years. And 40 consecutive years. During that time, and I think it isn't indicative of just him, but anybody who's been in a particular office for that length of time loses touch with the electorate. And there hasn't been any original ideas brought forward from the Secretary of the State's office in my memory. And what I can bring to the office is a lot of private sector and business experience and experience building those bridges that we just previously discussed, because that's what I do every day. And I'd be able to do that more effectively, I believe, with the experience that I have than the incumbent can do currently.
Now, you're running, representing the Constitution Party. That may be unfamiliar to some Wisconsin voters. Can you give us a sense of what the party stands for?
Yes, I can. The Constitution Party believes that the federal government in particular should be limited to powers that are expressly in the power should be limited to the confines of the Constitution. We take a biblical worldview regarding social issues. That's not a secret. I want to be clear that does not mean that we want to institute some type of national religion or something like that. It just simply is a standard by which we look at social issues, and people can either agree with it or disagree with it, but they'll always know where we stand, which is important. The Constitution Party has been around for about 20 years, and it is a small party, but it is an actual party, so it is recognized by the state of Wisconsin, and that's different than something like the Tea Party, which is simply a movement. The Tea Party is not an actual party. The Constitution Party is.
You're one of two third-party candidates in the race. The other, the Libertarian, we'll be talking to him shortly, is making the case that the position of Secretary of State is outdated, trivial, costing money, and it should be eliminated. Also, the Wisconsin State Journal, their endorsement for this office was eliminate the office. So what do you think? Can you make the case that the office is worth keeping?
You can talk about the offices in every case. The reason you have elected offices is for accountability in government. I mean, ultimately, a dictatorship would be the most efficient. We could have everything simply appointed, but that's not what we want. We want to have offices like Secretary of State, Treasurer, Attorney. We want those to be State Attorney. We want those to be elected so that there's accountability. So if there's something wrong, we can get rid of them. As far as the argument being that they're outdated, well, whose fault is that? That's the fault of the legislature. They stripped away all of those duties. The actual Secretary of State, the person holding that office, has no power to get rid of that office. Let's be clear on that point. Everybody just thinks that, hey, elect me and I will eliminate the office. That's a false statement. They can't. They don't have any power to do so. Only the legislature can. And the legislature hasn't. And they haven't given it any real serious consideration. It's not a real easy process because it's a constitutional office and would have to be, and there's quite a process to remove it. There's been no serious discussion or even actions in that regard. So when I hear statements like it's irrelevant, well, talk to the legislature. You can make it relevant again. It's outdated. Well, it's been there. You could say that about anything. You know, what does that mean, outdated? Outdated as compared to what? The office is what it is because the people that we elected made it so. And if you want to change that, then you have to have somebody in there who can work with the legislature and get these proper duties put back into place.
And as we wrap up, can you leave us with your final message for Wisconsin voters?
Yes. I encourage anyone who's listening to really examine the way that you've been voting, your voting patterns. If you're a Democrat, can you really consider yourself to be progressive if you're voting for a guy who's been in there for 40 years? If you're a Republican, I mean, let's face it, the person who's running on the Republican ticket will probably lose. What message are you going to send by voting Republican? I know I'm a minor party with the Constitution Party, but you can send a powerful message by voting for me. Even a small percentage, even 5% of the total vote, can make a big impact in Wisconsin politics. Because remember, many races in Wisconsin are determined by 5% or less. So if a Constitution Party candidate can get in there and guarantee a certain percentage to vote every time, I am telling you, it'll cause the political establishment to stand up and take note. So I'm encouraging everyone to break the chains of big politics and vote for me, Jerry Breitzman, on November 4th.
Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Jerry Breitzman. He's the Constitution Party candidate for Secretary of State. We also heard from Republican candidate Julian Bradley earlier in the hour.
After the news, we'll talk to two of the other candidates in the race, Libertarian Andy Craig and incumbent Democrat Doug LaFollette. And if you missed any of this week's forums or you want to see our schedule for our upcoming congressional forums, head on over to wisconsinvote.org.